Welcome, friend, to the first episode of Sermonics. The sound of Jesus' words coming through the body of Christ. May not sound exactly how you thought it might. Each of us, each member of the body, sounds a little different. Some of us have grumblings in our stomachs. Moanings. Deep utterances, friend. The kind of thing that keeps you up at night. Wakes you up in the morning and reminds you, I'm hungry again. Hungry for the Word of God. We're going to start a new series today. The new series is called The Names of God. Now, it seems to me like in this particular nation, we only got one name for our Lord that we use. Jesus. It's just Jesus, 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 everywhere I see. I actually have a problem with that. You know why? Because that's like taking a hammer to every conversation. When we've got some tools out there, we haven't even picked up. What do I mean by tools? Well, there's actually quite a few names for our Lord. He represents himself pretty well in the character of Christ. But if you just say that name over and over again, are you sure you're getting the whole story? Let's talk about El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Do you know what that name means? It means he's sufficient. It's a compound name. Do you know what I mean by compound? Take one thing, that's really complex. You take another thing that's really complex, you mix it all together, and hopefully, if it still makes sense, it's probably God. Genesis 17 says, when Abraham was 90 years old, 90 years old and 9, 99 years old. I don't know why the text wouldn't just say, Abe was 99, in his 90s. He's very, very specific here, our Lord. He says, look, this guy, really close to the end of the days for himself. And then the Lord appeared. And he didn't appear to Abraham. No, he appeared to Abram. What we're supposed to get out of this context is that by the time that the Lord was done with this man, he was not himself anymore. And the Lord said to him, I am the Almighty God. Right there, that name, that's El Shaddai. Walk before me, and you will be made perfect. There's kind of a counterculture going on inside of America right now that says, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect. Did God tell you you needed to be perfect? And God says, yeah, you need to be perfect. There's only one way that can happen. God's got to make a promise, and then he's got to fulfill that promise. So it says, I'm going to make a covenant with you, between me and you. And we're going to multiply. Oh, friend, have you not heard the story of Abraham? Your faith, though small, will be made abundant. There are little data points inside of Hebrew history that, if you look at them, seem a little peculiar, a little odd. It's thought to be considered that this encounter happened around the 1940s by the Hebrew calendar. Like, just about 2,000 years after creation. And we had World War II on our end. And from that, we have Israel reborn. I'm not going to cry out into the streets as some, you know, Zionist or anything. I just think it's really peculiar. Really peculiar. It seems like God's been up to his old things in new ways for a really long time. Now, do I think that he uses those examples to prove himself? No, I think it's because we don't believe him. We just inherently don't believe him. Because we're so focused. Way deep down. Deep down. We've forgotten how to have a larger perspective. Down to the moments in our phones. We've forgotten how to be less focused. Now, God's above us. He sees all of these things, and he sees us going further and further into our virtual realms, into this virtual reality sunset or sunrise, depending on who you talk to. How long is that going to last before God decides any further and they will be so caught up in their own schemes that they won't be able to see me at all anymore? So, promises. Promises fulfilled. On this guitar, I have a capo over my second fret here, but I'm playing the formation of a C and a G. Because Christ is God. Jesus is God. But if we don't recognize the other ways that he represents himself, like being sufficient, even in the actions of the men in our history, then we will miss him in the very moment he presents himself. He might even present himself as a beggar, a blind man, a lame man. Just to ask you, would you perform a miracle on me? And give me hope. Hope in a future. The Lord says he knows the plans that he has for us. Do we know? Both sides of his mercy rainbow. Make a connection. Get to know the sounds of the names of God. Friend, thank you for being my participant in this experiment of the sound of Jesus' name.